So, we're back on the bread maker again, and as I was saying about the pads at the front, we'll move on to the audio beepy bit now. So go back to program selector. I haven't memorised all the programs yet. By default, when you turn your machine on, it starts on program 1. It's got XL loaf, it's got a medium crust. Okay, so program 1 is for a white loaf. You can change the crust and the loaf size as well. So if I wanted to change my loaf size, I'd press the loaf size button, which is the left hand side one of the block of 4, and listen to this, right? It's on XL. Oh, it would help if the machine were turned on, wouldn't it, really? Okay. it's on XL. So, if I press it, medium, large, back to XL again. It's on program 1. There's loads of programs on this, so I'll go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. And when it that double beep means it's back to program 1 again. So program 1 is for your white loaf. Program 2 is for a rapid bake white loaf. Program 3, I'm not sure what that is for yet. Program 4 is for a brown oatmeal loaf. And that's all I've used so far, program 1 and program 4. I've just remembered what program 2 is for because it's just a fast bake option. So I'm really impressed. So all you do is when you want to bake your bread, it comes with recipes as well, which are for this specific machine. You put your yeast in first, so say for a large loaf, it's a teaspoon of yeast. It comes with a spoon as well, it comes with like a measuring spoon and a measuring cup. It comes with this pan, and in the pan, it's got a handle on top actually, but in the pan you put a blade. When I can find it, I put it somewhere, and it's like a flat blade, and it's got a fixing on the bottom, like a screw fixing, and you put that in. That's your kneading paddle. Then on top of that you put all your ingredients. You put your yeast in first because that needs to be kept the driest. Then your flour, so for a large loaf, it's 500 grams of strong white flour. It recommends a teaspoon and a half of sugar, but I've just been putting a teaspoon in. It also recommends a teaspoon and a quarter of salt, but I've just been putting a teaspoon in again. And then it's 350 millilitres of water. And then once that's all in your pan slots in your machine. So you lift your lid up, slot this in the machine, and when it's fixed in, you turn it clockwise so it's locked. And then you close your lid down and press start, and it starts going. For those of you that have got a little bit of vision, you might be able to see a light flashing on the start button when you've done all your program selections and things. That'll stay flashing until your machine is ready to bake. And then when you press start, it flashes for a bit and then it goes solid. When your machine is finished, when your bread's ready, it does a series of beeps. So you know when your bread's ready. It does keep it warm for about an hour afterwards though, which is really, really good if you can't get to your machine straight away. The timer function on it, it's got a 13-hour